Ezekiel, the watchman. Right preaching and teaching God's word evokes mixed responses, often negative. Ezekiel, carried captive in 597 BC to Babylon, begins preaching in 592 BC at 30 years of age. The situation on the river Chebar in Babylon is mixed. Some are pious, others idolatrous, many reject Ezekiel, and most think their stay would be short. This is very similar to the situation today. We too are caught up with God's creation that we miss out the essence, the Creator Himself. God calls Ezekiel to be a watchman, chapter 3, verse 17. He renews the call later to demolish delusions that Jerusalem would never be destroyed, that the exile would end soon, to expose apostasy, showing why God is punishing Judah and the nations with judgment, to awaken repentance to inherit future promises, to stimulate hope for a restored future. Ezekiel is to be a watchman through preaching and actions. Through preaching, he demonstrates the responsibility of the evangelist to preach the gospel or carry responsibility for their blood, chapter 3, verse 18. He also mentions the responsibility of the individual for personal salvation, chapter 18, verse 1 to 4. He is to be a watchman through actions. He lies on his side, chapter 4, verses 4 to 6, representing punishment of a day for a year, for 390 days for Israel, representing 390 years, and 40 days for you, Judah, representing 40 years. The visionary. Ezekiel has visions of the future and visions of the world, as he describes in details, angelic beings like the cherubim and events like the fall of Lucifer. Daniel describes two major attacks from the king of the north, one before Christ's first coming and the next before his second coming. Ezekiel describes a third attack when they are dwelling securely, Ezekiel 38:39, probably towards the end of the millennium, corresponding to Christ's final battle with Satan. Ezekiel prophesies the regeneration of Israel in the future. He talks of a new heart, chapter 36, verse 24, in a regathered nation which is totally cleansed. He talks of dry bones coming to life, chapter 37, verse 4 to 6. He talks of the temple restored in the millennial kingdom, chapter 40. He talks of the millennial rule of Christ with the saints, also mentioned in Revelation 20, 4 to 6. He mentions Satan being bound for 1,000 years during this period, chapter 20, verse 1 to 3. Are we watching over God's people and demolishing delusions in a world where tolerance is rampant? Do we preach to the lost as if their blood is on our heads? Are we sharing and bearing the burden of the sin of others?